The kivshosoi. Rashi says kloyma means b'mokim kivshosoi. She writes a lot of korbanoni. Instead of bringing the korban that he was supposed to, instead of bringing a behemoth, he set aside money to buy a knife, or he set aside the yifus, the pair of yifus he set aside. So now the Gemara says davka chobches that veheni, and then later b'shas he actually brings the korban. He became poor. So lo chariz ablez holds hoyo v'nitcha yitcha. Since at the time when he was makdish, these oifis, it was not fit to be brought, because at that time he was an oshir, at that time he was supposed to bring a behema, not a knife, so it was nitche, wasn't fit to be used, it can't be chal gdusha saguf on it. So later, when he becomes a noni, still he cannot use it anymore, that's called hel v'nitche yitche. And Rashi says, because b'shor she'efrish shelo ha'yiroh lakriva wasn't fit to be brought, the rabbi shilatam, Rashi goes grant his tam, the omelet come on, that Tomei Mikdash Oshiv Hevi Korban Oshiv Lo Yotzer. This was Reb Lez Om Rabbi Shia. So according to his time, you're not Yotzer at all with this Korban Oni at that time. Therefore, it's Nitche, Choyva Nitche Yitche. Om Rav Huna Bered Reb Yeshua, Shmamin, from here we hear, class three halachas. Shmamin, the first was a proof from over here to say that the Baal HaChayim Nidochim, that even though these Oifus are still alive, and true, it's not fit when you first mark the shit, but later, when the person becomes an oni, now that it's fit, why can't you use it? It's still alive. So you have a proof that even though the animal, the bird, is still alive, still we say the svar of nidochim, which is a machlokes. Some say it's only lachamisa, liachashchiti, you say nidochim. Not when it's still alive. But here from Oishu we see, even though it's balachayim, still it's nidochim. Secondly, we hear kudushas domim nidcha. Even though in your first makdish tisayif, it was not fit to be brought for korban, because at that time you were an osher, has no din akrovam. So it's only chal upon the kedushas damim on it. Still, it's nitche that you cannot use it later. Even though later, would you want to use it for the korban, it's nitche, even though it's only kaddish, the kedushas damim. And thirdly, v'dichu mikori havidichi, like in your first makdish, lechetchila, it never was fit for korban. So I would have thought to say, some shita sold, when do we say nitche, if it was once fit for korban, it had its kedushas aguf, had kedushas akrova, and then something happened to it, pushed away, so then you can't use it again. But here, lechatchila, it never had a kedushas akrover on it. So maybe later, when he becomes an oni, now it's fit to be brought for korban. He could bring it. Kamash Balon still now. Hayo v'nitche mikar at the beginning. It was nitche. It remains nitche. You can't use it anymore. Mosiv Rav Ukva Bachoma. Rav Ukva Bachoma asks a question like this. It says aloch and tosef and tamurom that hamafresh nekeva lepischoi. Somebody was mafresh nekeva for his korban pesach. And the locker is a korban pesach can only come from a zohar and not from a nekeva. So it's not chalak duchas akrover on it. It's only like chalak duchas domim on it. And it happened kaitim at pesach, and the Rashi is korban pesach davdafchem. The locker is tiro, you have to let it pasture in the fields after it's disturbed until it becomes a balmun. For tomorrow when you sell it, for yavi b'demea pesach. And with its money you buy a korban pesach. But it itself cannot be used because it itself is not fit to send a keva. So mashman has kedusha on it. So you have to wait till it becomes a balmum and poyder it, and then with the money, you'll buy a regular korban pesach. What's going to be though, yolda zocha? Let's say this nekeva gives birth to a zocha. Still, yiroa chi stoy v'yamocha v'yopi b'dam of pesach. So Tanakama says, since it comes from a kedusha d'chuya, since his mother was not fit to be brought for korban, who would then this kid also cannot be brought for korban. And therefore, the same halacha, this zocha, this kid, even though it's a zocha, cannot be brought for the korban pesach, but rather, you have to sell it. Rabbi Shimon says, no, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, who acts my Yakov Pesach. It itself could be brought for Korban Pesach. So, what do we see from Rabbi Shimon? So, Shema Mino, we hear from Shimon that Balei Chaim enu Nidochim, or Balei Chaim is not Nidochim. Rashi says, Shema Mino, with Rabbi Shimon, that Balei Chaim enu Nidochim. But even though this Vlad came out of its mother, which was Mekdusha Dechuya, even though the mother cannot be brought for Korban, but now when you have the Vlad here, its Kedusha could be Chal, a Kedusha Saguf, to be brought for Korban Pesach. So it's like a Chal. So we see from Rav Shimon, he does not hold that Balachayim Anidochim. That's the Gemara's Kasha, that's what Rav Ukva Bachoma asked the Kasha back to Rabbi Shia. And this the Gemara says, Arm with the very Rabbi Shia, Rav Shia enters back and says, Ki Amrinon L'Rabbonin. When did I say my Allah according to the Rabbonin of Rav Shimon? That they tackled even this Vlad cannot be brought for the Korban Pesach. Because the Balachai is Nidochim. Renechanami, the Rabbi Shimon, Sirulei, Balachayim ain't Nidochim. I'm not talking about Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon himself, like he talked, he holds Balachayim is not Nidochim. I was going only in the Rabbanan Shita that they hold Balachayim are not Nidochim. Now we have the gears from the Gemara about Hagrola Einem Akefis. The Shita takes this out. Let's do with the next Gemara that on Yom Kippur, when you bring the Shnei Seirim, so we are covered with a girl, with a lottery, like we pick out which one should be Lashem, which one should be Lazozel. So the Gemara we gear says, Hagrola is not Makev, you don't but have to use a girl. The Tanya will learn like this. After they chose already the two Shnei Seirim, one to be Lashem and one to be Lazozel, now one of the two died. But says Alocha, maybe Chaverish Leibach Rolla, Divir Rabbi Shimon, let it just take another Sawyer and be Makdashit for whichever one died, even though the second one you do not take with Hagrola, with a girl. So you see, Almo, Kesava, first we healed, but Hagrola is not Makiv, and also we see Kesava, Balachai, Menem Nidokim, that a Balachai is not Nidokim we see here. Because even though one of the two died, so the other one cannot be used, you cannot use unless you have two of them. Still we say, the one that's alive, if not Nidokim later, when you get a second one, it could be used. See, if you have Shimon Old, Balachayim ain't a Nidokim. And also, we have Rol ain't a Makevis. If Shimon Old, the girl by Yom Kippur is not Makev, you can bring a second one, even without a girl. So good, so it's not a theory, it's like a little Raya, that if Shimon we see again, he holds if Shimon Shita is, Balachayim are ain't a Nidokim. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chizda, that ein hakinim misparshois ela ibul kichas bailim oy bi asias kain. Hakinim means when you buy a pair of birds that somebody has to bring, let's say your ledis, that has to be one for nela, one for nchatis. So she buys the birds together, two birds. Now when is it misparshois that we know clearly which one is lechatis, which one is loyla? So the Chizda says ela bil kichas bailim, when you first buy the two birds, then the bailim could say this one is for the chatis, this for the oyla chal. But in between that, only either at the beginning when you buy the two birds, or else later at the end when the kohen brings it for that korban, when the kohen brings it for the korban, then when he takes one for the oil, one for the chatis, it becomes oil and a chatis. Omer Rav Sim Barashi, my time with Rav Chizda, what's the reason of Rav Chizda? The pasuk says, "Vayikrov lo kach to shtei sorim," says you should take them, the two birds. Then it says also, "V'yosa hakohen." So we darshin oy belakichas bailim. Either when the time of the bailim buys the two birds, he could be kaveir then which one is the chatat, which one is the oila. Oy biachias a kain, or else when the kain does the avoido, when he brings them. Meisve, I have a question. It says we are so chatis that by Yom Kippur we have the two gerolas. It says we are so chatis. So we hold hagerol oy so chatis, v'yein hashem oy so chatis. Now what can make them into which one's Lazozel, which one's Lashem? Only the girl. You have to put the two names into a box, then you tick out which one's Lashem, which one's Lazozel. But with a shame, just if the Kohen wants to be Kaveh and say, this soy should be Lashem, this one should be Lazozel, he cannot do it. V'yein Hashem, the Kviya Shame, or Sechatis. Who are then V'yein Kohen or Sechatis? It means even B'Shazi does the Avodah, it's not enough for him to be Kaveh or Chatis. But it has to dafka be through a girl. Because otherwise, without the special Gzeresa Kosov of Yasor Chatis, I should yoch, whatever I thought to say, Valaydinu, it says a lot like this, it's a Svara, Valaydinu. Vama b'mokim shle kiddish ha-girl, kiddish ha-shem, by all other kabbonists, where there's no parish of a girl. There is a kiddish ha-shem, means any time the Bailam wants to make a Kaddish, he can make a Kaddish for his korban, is mokim shle kiddish ha-girl by Yom Kippur, where the girl also works, much as less of a kaveya. Still the girl, the lottery could work to make it which one was Lashem, which was Lazozel. Is Eina Din, isn't this a throw to say Shikadash Hashem, but it shouldn't make a Kedushas Hashem. So that's the Kavu Chayma. On this Tamlam, the Pasuk says, no, we are so chatis that Hagirul or say chatis, we ain't Hashem or say chatis. That's what this Bryce says. So Mer says, Ketoni, what we learn over here, that Shem Dumi the girl, that the Shem works the same way the girl works. My girl, just like by the girl, la b'lekich of loy biasiyom, just like by the girl, is kaveya which soy is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. Love after the time when you buy it, and not later b'shas diasiya, but in between. And here it's mashed what a kavuchem the Gemara wanted to say that the Shem also does the same thing. His af hashem is when the kohen or the barlim wants to be kaveya, give it a shame for its korban nami. La b'lekicha v'la v'yasiyah does not have to be dafk b'shas l'kicha b'shas l'siyah. Anytime it's good. So l'chur it's a kashang of Chizda. So Rosh says no. Omar Rav, or some say Omar Rovom, Hochikom, this is what the Braisa meant to say. Uma b'mokim shle kiddush ha-goro, b'lekichas b'ilim, u'v'asiyas koyin, that the goro does not work, not b'shas yibayit, and not b'shas, the koyin brings it. Kiddush ha-shem, the maestro of the kiddush ha-shem works, I b'lekichas b'ilim, b'asiyas koyin, that kiddush ha-shem works only during these two times, if so can, she kiddush ha-goro, shle b'lekichas, shle b'asiyam, Aviyah by the Shnei Sirim by Yom Kippur, that the girl is Mekadeshit, loved after, not at the time of Lekichom, and not at the time of the Asiyah. Is Ein Adin, isn't this as far to say, Shekadesh Hashem, that who Adin, the Kohen, can also make it Kodesh Lazozl, Kodesh Lashem, Ibi Lekicho, either when they first buy it, Ibi Asiyah. That's Shon the Brisa, but Avadik can only be Chal, either Bishas Lekicho, or else Bishas Asiyah. And this Talmudim, no, the Postik says, V'yasol Chatis, that Hagurul Sayyhatis Vina Shem Sayyhatis, that by Yom Kippur it's only the Gurul that could be Kaveirit and not the Kriyas Hashem. Mates, we have a question like this. It says Metame Mikdash Oni, a person that was Tommy went into the Beis Mikdash, she's Chayiv is Korban, and he was an Oni at that time. So Shehifrish Moyes Lakinoi. He set aside money for the birds, which we could deny, all he has to bring is just two birds for his Korban. The Hesher, the lady became rich. And the Yachakach later Omri says, Eilu lechatosi v'eilu loilosi. Then lady first says that this bird should be for the chat, this one should be for the oilo. So locher is, Moisif umevi chavosi mitmechatosi. That the one that is set aside for chatis, so that money, the money that is set aside for chatis, that money now he could just add on to it, add on more money. Because now that he's an Osher, he has to bring a Korban of Behema, and he adds on to that money Lamei Chatosai. But V'yein Mois of Vimevi Midmei Elosai. But the money that is set aside for the Korban Erla, that he cannot be Mois of on the money. So Mashmado, that what happened here, this person was money, and he set aside his money to buy a birds. And later, he was Kaveh, and he said, this one should be the Chatos, one should be the Lelosai. And it's like a chal, that the one he set for schatis is for the chatis, the one he set for zel is for neilo. I have all over here. The leka le lekicha v'lo yasir. There's no lekicha, no asir over here. But what Tanya still says, maybe chavosay mit mechatosay. That he can only add on to the money from the one he set aside for schatis, for loy mit meyalosay, not from the money that he set aside for korban neilo. You see, Taki, it's being kaveya, kriya, shame-like, on this money, which one is leilo, which one is the chatis, even though it's not Peshas Lekicha, not Peshas Asiya. So we're into his Omer, Rosh Hashanah, he answers back, O Mistavra Masnisa Metakno, do you think that you answer the Braisa well? He, Tiktoni says anyway in the verse, says, Vehesher became rich. V'yachakach Omer, then he said, I've Omer, Ablozom Ravoshia, Metama Mikdash Osher. The person was rich. Shevi Korbanoni, the person who set aside a Korbanoni, is Lo Yotze, is not Yotze. So I can say over here, the Kalkari say, V'yomer over here to be covered for the Chattis and for the Oilo, the Chur should not be Chal HaChattis on it. Because since right now he became rich, so he's not Yotze with the Chavis of birds. So the Chur shouldn't be a Korban altogether. Ela, Mayas Lachomein, what do you have to say over here? Ela, Mayas Lachomein, Shekha Omar, that he said already before, Mishas, Aniyotze, when he was still poor. When this person was still poor, and at that time he had a Chav to bring the two birds, at that time he said this should be the Oila and the Bishah the Chattis. And so once anyway you have to change around this Brisa, I'll tell you, Hochinami, you could also put the Brisa and meet to say like this, Shekvar Omar Mishah Shafra Shosai. I tell you, the person already said Mishah, he was mafresh the money, that's like the Kicha, at that time he said that this money should be for the Oila, this should be for the Chattis. That's why it was Chal, the Kviyas Hashem. But in between, like Rav Chita says, it could be enough Michal. Now the Gemara says, well, the Rabbi Chaga, according to Rabbi Chaga, Omer Rabbi Ishi, name of Rabbi Ishi, the Omer that he says, Yotza, that he learns no, that an Osher would be Yotza with the Korban of Anoni. You saw Michael Lemema, what can you say? To me, you have to learn Yachakach Lokka, then he bought it. So, according to him, you don't have to change around the Girsa. He learns even though that you were poor, and then you set aside a Korban, you set aside, even though Lady became rich, and you had the first Korban of Anoni, you would be Yotza. So according to him, you don't have a change around the gears to the Brisa. So your soul be kash on the chizda. So what's the nechanami? The answer of chizda have to say anyway. You have to change the gears and say to me, v'yachakach lokach. the lady went and bought it. So b'shas, he bought the birds, that's called b'shas l'kicha, then it could be mafresh. Just say clearly, this should be l'losi, this should be l'chatosi. Hakar lochak b'yom, he bought it, and then he said, Mesa, the question is this, it says mitzora oni, a mitzora that was poor, shevi korban osher, instead of bringing the korban of an oni, he bought a korban of an osher. Zloch was yotza, still is yotza, instead of bringing the birds, he brought behemoth his yotza. What's going to be the opposite way? A mitzora osher, shevi korban osher, he brought the birds instead, is lo yotza, is not yotza. Is tiyufto de rab chagai, om rab yosha, chutz akashon of chagai, om rab yosha. That he said here, that bim tam the migdosh, even though the osher brings of a korban of an osher, of an oni, he's yotza. Near says clearly by a mitzvah is not yotza. So Marin says no. Omloch, he could answer back and say shani gabi mitzvah. By a korban of a mitzvah it's different. The miyat rachmona Torah says clearly special there. Zeis, as if to say this is the halachis that dafki an oni could bring a korban oni and not an osher. For the miyachi if so, then the opposite way also. Then afilu mitzvah oni if the Torah was an oni. Nami shevi korban osher brings a korban osher. Osher should be lo yotza. Should not be yotza. But says the word Zeus. So it says lie, like let's see, Ahagare Krod. Maybe lie means you really should be right. But Ahagare Krod, the Pasuk puts it back and says no, the Reba Krod says Tyras. It says the word Tyras, that Mash Mitzmarba, that a Mitzvah could bring another type of a korban. That means an Oni could bring a korban Osher. For a Tanya, or bring a proof for Rai ben Chusam, that Tyras of the Rabbis Mitzvah Oni Shavi korban Osher Yotzam. Even though the mitzvah was an oni, if it brings the korban osher, it would be yotza. Is yotza? Yocha, I would have thought to say afilu osher shehevi korban oni yotza. The opposite way also, where he was an osher when he brought a korban oni, maybe also. Tamalem, this pasuk says no. Tamalem, it says zeis. Only this way, not the can't change around. If so, v'lil for minay chutz kash. Learn out from over here. Then the Rashi would say, let's learn out just like by korban mitzvah. That if an osher brings a korban oni, he's not yotza. The same thing by metam mikdash also. If an osher nami brings a korban oni, he's not yotza. So what's the problem with Chag? Amar Rabbi, why are you yotza? Learn out tumas mikdash from mitzayra. For the more of an elif minei, was a no. On the court of pasuk says v'yimdal hu v'yen yodoy maseges is mitzayra hu the osher shevi korban oni hu do lo yotza. So loshen v'yimdal hu amia tu mashmioni over here. By a mitzvah, is it possible for an osher to bring a korban oni? Ava metam and migdash is osher shevi korban oni is taki yotza. That's a b'chag as a loch yod that if by a metam migdash, when you were tummy, went to the base midrash, had the korban a little bit yared, even though you're rich, if you bring the birds, you would be yotza yuchayif. Now the Mishnah says, Rabbi Shimon and Rashimon says that kvosim koit minasizim. The Torah, it says the word kvosim lambs. It says before goats, b'chol makom. The Torah always says kevis, then it says the word isim. So yochel, I would have thought to say mifnei shehem of chorim mehem. Maybe because the pshat is that really lambs is a better, it's a better choice to bring. And therefore, let's say by korban chatish, you can bring whichever either one you want, either kevis or isim. There's a gedima to bring kvosim first. But this note, Tam Lema Pasuk says also v'yim kevis yovi korbanoi lechatis. That v'yim kevas mashma only if you bring it. In other words, here it says in the pasuk before this izim. So here it says the word izim first, and then it says v'yim kevas. Yovi kavon lechatis. Is Malamed comes to teach us really that shneim shkulim, they're both equal. You have your choice either to bring a kevas or an eiz. Mamish, they're both equal. Now Torin koydman lebnei yoin. Also in the Torah it says Torim, then it says bnei yoina. But these Torim, these turtle doves, they call it. It says before bnei yoina, before the pigeons. So Yochai would have thought the same of nei shem of chor. Maybe they're better. Tamal minayin mehem tamal. But it says no yoina oitor. It says the word for cat yoina first. Lechatis is Malamed comes to teach us sheshneim shkum. They're both equal. Either one you take is equal. Ha'av koydim liyem. Torah says kibud avim, says the father first and the mother. B'chol makom, Yochel, I would have thought the same of Neisha kibud av koydim akibudim. That maybe the son has a bigger chiyuv to mechaber his father more than his mother. On this note, Amlem, the pasuk says ish imay v'yovev tiro. It says you're supposed to fear your mother first. It says, Malam, it comes to teach us sheshneim shkulim, they're both equal. that the same chiv you have to be mechabed or to have yira from your father, the exact same chiv applies to your mother also. That shneim shkulim. Avul amr chom, the chom say like this, what's going to be? Avul chomim, ha'av koidim liyem, b'chom mokim afnei shu v'imoy, chayovim b'chvoid aviv. That the chom say though, that l'maiso, that if your mother tells you to do something, and at the same time your father tells you to do something, really you have to listen to your father first. But there's new swara to say that since your mother is also meshubah to listen to your father, therefore since both your mother and you have to listen to your father, therefore your father comes first. But there's only a situation where at the same time the father tells you to do something, the mother tells you to do something. Then you have to listen to the father first. But separately, avada the same mitzvah you have to mechabed your father, you have to mechabed your mother also. The other Mishnah says, V'chein v'Talmud Torah, same thing applies to Talmud Torah, that there was a mitzvah to say with Talmud Torah, that im zocho ha-ben lefnei harav, let's say the den has a Rebbe mover to learn Rov Talmidu mimenu. So, koidim esav, he has to give cover to his Rebbe first before he gets his father b'chom okum. And what's the reason? V'vnei shu v'yoviv chayovim b'chvoid rabbi. Because in a case where your father, let's say, is not a Talmud Chacham, so your father also has the chiyuv to give cover to the Talmud Chacham. Therefore, since you and your father both have the chiyuv to give cover to the Talmud Chacham, therefore you have to give cover to your Rebbe first before to your father. Let's say your father is also Talmud Chacham, then you have to give cover to your father first before your Rebbe, but then your father has two marlis, that is your father and a Talmud Chacham. The other Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, run like this. Dalet Tzvochois Tzovcho Ezra. By four cries, the Beis Hamikdash itself, at the Ezra, the Beis Hamikdash itself cried out. Tzovcho Achas, the first cry was, Hoitziu Mikan Ben Eli, take out of my Beis Hamikdash, like the Beis Hamikdash itself couldn't take it, take out Ben Eli, Chofni Pinchas, Shetimu Es HaHechel, they are being Matam Ad HaHechel, they're doing the wrong type of avoid is there, so the Beis Hamikdash couldn't take it, like it says, take him out. The second cry was, Pishu Sharm, open up your gates, V'yikoneis Yoichnon ben Nedvoi. Let him come into the Beis Hamikdash. Talmido Shopin Koi. He was a Talmud of Pinkoi. And V'yamale Kristoi Mikotche Shemayim. Let him eat like from the Kotche Shemayim. And Omru al ben Nedvoi was set upon him. It was sent upon ben Nedvoi, Yoichnon ben Nedvoi, Shoy Oichal Arbo So. Gozolos used to eat four saws vamish of young chickens of gozolos, the kinuach sud just for dessert. Rashi's liakas sudosoi. I think Rashi in Pesachim said the trouble was as a